Well, hello again. This is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, listen, let's consider for a few moments how we get peace with God. Now, as sinners, peace with God cannot come from our own character because there's none righteous. No, not one, Romans 3:10. And man must have three qualifications for God's peace. First of all, he must know that he needs it. Number two, he must know that he doesn't deserve it. And then finally, he must know that he can't get it by his own effort. So you must know that you need it. You must know that you don't deserve it. And you must know that you can't get it by your own effort. Now, our recommendation to God is not found in what we have in ourselves, but in what we lack. This is the key to understanding the gospel. It's our sickness, not our health, that qualifies us for the doctor. Now listen to me. It's only when we realize that we are guilty that we can throw ourselves on the mercy of the court, and our guilty conscience can't be pacified with anything short of full and righteous acquittal. And the only place you find that is in Jesus Christ. Look, how do we as guilty sinners find full acquittal before the all-holy God? Can acquittal be found by redoubling our religious efforts? Well, if you listen to some preachers, you'd think that's the truth. Or do we find acquittal by thinking good things about God or praying hard or self-sacrifice? No! No amount of sincerity can persuade God to admit us to his favour. Look, in all false religion, the worshipper rests his hope of divine favour upon something in his own character or his life or his observances of religion. The Pharisee did this. Remember him in Luke 18? He came into the temple and he thanked God. He says, I thank God I'm not like other men. And so it is in our day and age. There's people who think that they can get peace with God by doing something or feeling something or praying more. Or undoing things that they've done in the past. But they're strangers to the gospel. In the gospel, it's all about the doing and dying of Christ. We're saved by the actions and the merits of someone else. But the religious folks think that they can change God's opinion about them. They think that by doing all these religious things, God will grant them favor. And furthermore, they think that God would be grossly unfair to reject men so earnest and devout as they. Well, listen to me. Being religious is not going to get you confidence before God, no. Until you come to a place of trust and absolute surrender to that which God has accomplished in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll not come to peace with God. So you must know that you need it. You must know that you don't deserve it. And you must know that you can't get it by your own effort. This is the key to understanding the gospel. Christ Jesus is your only hope. Only Christ Jesus can save. Only Christ Jesus has lived for sinners perfectly and died on the cross. And if you'll come to him by faith alone, he'll save you by grace alone. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.